Okay, we're talking about, we said that at a Shemitah year, whatever debts you have, people owe you money. You have a mitzvah to drop the money, and a mitzvah not to go and ask them the money afterwards. But they have all types of debts, some of them. They do drop from the Shemitah year, the end of the Shemitah year, and they don't. So here's another type. Kabai gmach of kupot zakah, inan zichim puzbur, kien ha-shemitah meshamet chobetim, v'shichrin kibish asur zichim puzbur. If someone has a gmach, not a private gmach, not his own money that he lends out to people because he has a lot of money. The gmach, he collects tzedakah from people and then he lends that out to people. It's like a gmach, like that. He doesn't need to write a puzbur. The Shemitah does not drop those kind of debts. It stays. Adam prati shesh lo gmach tzedakah puzbur. If a person has privately, he has, let's say, 50,000 shekels laying around. He doesn't want to stand it later. He wants to invest it in the best place. So he lends people money. It's a private gmach. It's like a regular loan. He has to write a fool's book if he wants his money back. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to write a fool's book. If someone now, he lends money to the gmach. A lot of times people lend money to the gmach. They put the money there. It's a good investment. The Shemitah doesn't drop his money. His money is safe. Ah, it's called...
It's not really investment.
It's a spiritual investment. It's the best investment. It says it's the highest level of tzedakah, is to lend someone money and help him stand up on his feet. It's about 8 levels, I think, of tzedakah. Mm-hmm. The top one.
That's the top one.
To lend someone money.
So, that kind of command, that doesn't have to be real.
What?
That doesn't have to be real.
What does it? To give you, let's say, your business is now in a serious problem. You need out 50,000 shekels to help your store. You don't have any money to buy more stuff. You're stuck. It wasn't a good month. You live in the south somewhere. You have a makolet. Now the war ended. Now you're opening a new. But you can't buy anything. You don't have money. Someone comes and lends you 50,000 shekels. And now you can buy produce. You can buy things and start moving on. Slowly, over a few years, they'll pay the 50,000 shekels. Great. It's the biggest mitzvah. It's bigger than giving someone money so you can buy food. Gmach means gminus chasadim, doing chesed. There's all types. Sometimes they have like funds, like for weddings. Families who can't afford making a normal wedding. So they give them money. A lot of times they don't have to pay that back. They pay part of it, or they give them to pay back in very easy way. Like, give us $100 a month. Over 10 years, they'll give it back. Great. Perfect. That a person could stand, because it would stand, could pay back.
When somebody like the Belzer Rebbe has a wedding, and he has 100,000 people who come.
Don't worry, they're not eating.
Oh, they're not eating?
No. Okay. Not even a rogala.
Not even a piece of cake.
Not even a piece of cake. No. They come for the simcha, the chuppah. And then the smaller people, they're by the dancing. And the smaller by the suda.
Lucky you get thrown some leftovers.
Yeah. From the plate, or from the bag, and the dog bag on the side. So, if someone, he owes someone money, and before the end of the seventh year, he sent him the money. Yeah? He sent him the money. But the guy wasn't there. He came back only after the Shemitah year was over. It doesn't mean that he doesn't have to pay that money anymore. He has to pay it in, because he sent it already. Okay. The Iriya also has to do a fool's bull. I hope they know that.
What?
The Iriya, the government, or tax, or any tax thing, they also have to do a fool's bull if it's a Jewish place. I hope they know that. Otherwise, you don't have to pay that. But they don't care about the foolish. For example, I didn't pay Ma'anona yet, and the Shemitah year will pass. So then, luckily, I don't have to pay them anymore. It's a debt that I owe this, the Yiriyah, I don't have to pay them. Unless they write a fool's book. Sorry, the rabbi of the city writes it too. He said, someone who loaned money, mm-hmm. He took money, he has a loan. And now, the guy's paying him back by payments. Every month he's paying him. let's say a few months passed and he didn't pay him before the end of the Shemitah year. Then the end of the Shemitah year came. And then he has to continue paying him. So those months that he didn't pay before the end of the Shemitah year, if the guy didn't write a pulsebul, God, he doesn't have to pay them anymore. And the money that's after it needs to pay after the Shemitah year, that stays. Therefore, it's very important for everyone to write a pulsebul. Very important. If you want your money back, write a pulsebul.
So in Hoosier Teeth, people were forced out of their homes and they were paying mortgages on their fields and on houses. They still are. So this is, they didn't do anything, the government did to them, but they're still financially responsible.
No. What are you saying?
Well, there's no protection for them in this law of Shemitah.
The Shemitah law?
Yeah.
You're dealing with a communist government.
It's not a Jewish state, yeah. I hope you realize after a few, how many years are you living here?
About 2.5 years.
No, did you realize it's not a Jewish state yet or not yet?
No.
It's a state with Jews, not a Jewish state. No Jewish laws in this place.
As a Jewish army.
What?
As a Jewish army.
It's an army with Jews, not a Jewish army. Now, that's any difference?
No.
Jewish army means Jewish law. Torah law. We're not. According to Jewish law, you blow up all the houses, you don't send soldiers in and kill them.
Precisely.
Right? It's Jewish law. They're going to kill you. You kill their children, don't kill your own children, right?
You crap about
it. Do they do that? No. What do? They show. You want to show the whole world and the video. Yeah, they saw how an Apache goes over. And the video of this, and they sent before that they're going to blow up that building. So they sent all the women and children on the roof. So then you can't blow that building up. Oh, there's women and children here. But they're sending from the third floor, they're launching a rocket at you right now. No, but there's women and children, you can't kill them. So it's not a Jewish army either. It's an army with a lot of Jews that are willing to fight for us. Baruch Hashem. It's not a Jewish state. To stay with a bunch of Jews, which are not acting so much like Jews. Baruch Hashem, we can live in Eretz Yisrael. We thank Hashem for every moment we can live. Not a contradiction. But to say the Jewish state, only Ben Gurion can say such a thing.
Say what?
The airport, right?
Go wash your mouth out with soap.
Economical.
There's the saying, we've been praying for Ben David, not David Ben.
Very good.
That's what we won't say.
Yeah, the Ben Ish Chai brings a very interesting halacha.
Oh, we do have a Jewish commander. Winter was the Jewish commander.
Who?
Ofer Winter.
Who's that?
From the
The Givati? That's what I was just talking about?
Yeah,
there could be personally there's Jew. I said there's Jews in the army.
Uh-huh.
This is not a Jewish army. So, now, the Ben Ish Chai says a very interesting minhag to do. It's very important to do. I said it already here. We'll say it again. Before the end of Shemitah, you lend someone an amount of money. It could be even one shekel. It could be an egg, whatever it is. And tell them that you want it back a few days before the end of the year. And make sure not to take it back. And after the Shemitah, when he comes to pay you back, you tell him, no, Meshametani. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Or the rabbanan in our days, but it's a mitzvah. Anyways, it's that. Okay?
And why should we do this?
Hmm?
Why should we do this?
The mitzvah to drop money that the
Shemitah
to
drop the money that
people
owe you,
right?
To give people a
shekel just so you can retire this mitzvah. Yeah, that's what Ben Ish Chai says. Yeah? And you tell them, I don't... You tell them, I don't... This is... When you write the pulsebul, you have in mind that you're not having in mind this amount of money that you're going to give. You do it after you did the pulsebul already.
This is till this Rosh Hashanah or like the next
Rosh Hashanah.
When you drop it dead, you have to inform the other person.
No, no, but when he comes to pay you, you tell him, no, it's fine. Tell him, you run away.
Tell him you're busy, you can't go.
Well, I'll hold my pocket, I'm gonna lose it.
Was it a gross bill you have to inform the other person and make it a protocol?
No. But when it comes to pay, you take the money.
Would you have to prove to him that you made one? Is that where you can
get a you had a shtar that says Kabbalah that you did it. You sign it in front of someone who's a shaleach beis din, and they give it to the beis din. Soon we'll talk about what you do exactly.
Today or
soon
as the next
year? Yeah, right now, in a few minutes.
Yeah.
If you lend someone money, and then you tell, and he comes after the Shemitah and he wants to pay it back, he didn't do a pozbud, and you have the mitzvah, you have to say, no, meshametani, I'm dropping you the loan, I'm forgiving you the loan. But he is allowed to say, but anyways, I want to give you as a gift. And you're allowed to receive it, and there's no inyan here of sonem matanot tichye, you're allowed to receive it back. But not as he's giving you back the loan, he's paying back the loan, as a matana, as a gift. He's giving you a gift now of the money. Someone who does give back a loan, even after the Shemitah, after it was dropped, it says in the Chazal, Ruach Chachamim Nochai Emenu, Chachamim like that very much, that even though you're not obligated to give back, but since you have the money, you could give back. You're allowed to take it. Not as you say, you first have to say, I'm dropping the loan. But if you are a pozbud, so then he owes you the money anyways. Someone who is holding himself back from giving loans before Shemitah, so he's afraid that people might not pay him back on time, and then they'll drop it. He's over on a lot of sin, the Torah, it says, Yisham Arecha. Yeah. It says there that the person has to be very careful not to do such a thing, not to worry. A person could give loans and Hashem has all. What else could a person do? He could write a pozbud like we're going to learn right now. Kshera'a ilel ha-zaken, it says in the Rambam like this. Kshera'a ilel ha-zaken, shenimna ha-am ilalvot zeh, rurim ha-ktot, ha-ra yisham lecha peni davar. Itkim pozbud, kde shelo yishamet ha-chov, ad shiyalvu zeh et zeh, im efshar lisgor delet. תודה רבה. הוא נראה לזקן, so that the people are not so willingly giving loans before Shemitah because they're afraid that they won't get their money back. Right? And they're over on a Doraisa. So he made a takana which is called Puzbul. Yeah, so we'll see exactly what that means. Gemara in Gittin says this in the fourth Perek. And he made this thing, it's called a pozbud, just so they're not over on the oisa. What's a pozbud? Pozbud means shamalve moser chobotav lebet adin, that the loaner, no, not the loaner, the lender gives all of his debts to the beis din, all the debts that people owe him to the beis din. And through doing that, the Shemitah does not cancel his debts. Why? Because it says in the Torah, Asher yelecha et achicha. Debts that you have by your brother, and Beis Din is not your brother, Beis Din is a Beis Din. It's a public guf tziburi. In English, guf tziburi.
Public entity.
Public entity, not a private entity. The Torah tells you only about a private entity that I dropped. Here you gave it to the Beis Din to take care of your stuff. So now it doesn't drop. You know, doesn't get cancelled. What does pozbul mean? Pozbul mean? Puz bute. That's what the Gemara says in the Gittin, which means in Hebrew, Purus means takana, a takana, a fixed thing, a law, ashirim aniim, so the rich people for the poor people. For the rich people, so they won't be over on the lav, they'll be able to lend the money. For the poor people, so they can get the money that they need. זה כמו ארמית כזה, אני לא יודע בדיוק. It's called the Purus Bul, we call it today a Purus Bul. And if someone asks you, what's a Purus Bul? You say, Purus Buli Buti, you don't know. Which means, a takana for the rich and for the poor. According to the Rambam, Purus Bul mu'il rak bazman hazeh. Only in our days, Purus Bul will help because it's the Rabbana. According to the Ravid, Purus Bul, even when Shemitah's Deraisa, it also works. Why? Because the Beis Din is a law, it's called Hefker Beis Din Hefker. The Beis Din decides, that these loans, they can take that from the person. So it's not fine, the Shemitah dropped it, no problem. We're taking that from you, we're giving to this guy, fine. So Malveh rotze sheyesh duch avodah v'aseh shtav pozbul ador shana 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 shmit. So a loaner wants, a lender wants, who doesn't want his debts to be cancelled, he has to write a pozbul before the Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, meaning at the end of the 7th year, meaning a year from this Elul. Next Elul, write the pozbul.
Inside the Shemitah. Not before
Shemitah.
People understand.
Yeah, meaning in the Shemitah, the last month of Shemitah, that's when you write the Purus Bul.
What do the banks write a Purus Bul?
They do, I hope they do.
It would be great to get out of a mortgage.
For them, I hope. No, mortgage, they don't get out. We lent. Only the stuff that you had to pay this year. That you get out of it. Anything you have to pay the next year, doesn't happen. So, according to the machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama, according to Shulchan Aruch, you write a Purus Bul. You don't stand write a Purus Bul with anyone. You go to Dayanim, you go to important people, or even if you sign in front of regular people, the Shtar of Dayanim, they give it into the Beis Din, a normal Beis Din. According to the Rama, anyone, any few people could be your Beis Din right now. The Maaseh, what people do is they write it in front of someone at Chashuv and he brings it into a Beis Din, like we do for Mishkiras Chametz. Right, we sell our Chametz and Erev Pesach, before Pesach. Then you give it in, you give it into the Beis Din. So that's what basically what we do. Okay.
You have to write down, this one always be this one.
No.
Oh,
yeah, of course. You could probably download it on what's it called? JerusalemCast.com. Not yet, but soon. Okay. Next year or something.
Right, because I do have
in Kotvim Puzbul Ela Imken Yesh Laloive Karka Vafilu Karka Koshu Mu'i Lichtov Alav Puzbul. מספיק בקרקע המוזכרת או מושלת לו וגם זה אין לו וגם זה יכול למלווה להקטות לו וגם זה אותה. You write a Purus Bul only when the loaner has a piece of land, and if he doesn't have a piece of land, he doesn't have to own it, even if he's renting a place, and if he's not renting a place, even if he's loaning a place from someone, and if he's not doing that either. So tell them, I'm lending you a meter in my house right now, okay, it's yours right now. And you can write a shtar, and that's good enough. Kitzlo, you can do a Purus Bul in any case, basically.
Don't do a Purus Bul for a homeless, you say.
For what?
You can't do a Purus Bul on a homeless.
On a homeless, exactly. You can lend him your piece of it. When do you do a Purus Bul? The whole 7th year, until the end of the 7th year. And the Purus Bul is good for everything, every debt that exists before you wrote the Purus Bul. If you took, you gave someone a loan after you wrote the Purus Bul, it's not including that Purus Bul. That's why you want to do it as close as possible to the end of the year.
You can write in all future things this year?
No. And it's a nusach kavua.
Does it work for Yovel also?
We don't keep Yovel on this. We don't know Yovel.
When they did it?
I don't know. I know only today. Practical. Even that I hardly know. I was reading what it says.
Has it only you?
Hmm?
Has it only to you?
Yeah, a lot of it is, yes. Not all. A lot of it is. It's been 7 years. אפשר לכתוב פוסבול בלילה, היא קיבלה לפוסבול את נייט. כן. יש סרין שטרות, היית אומר את נייט. בייסטין, שיתרות בייסטין, שטרות בייסטין, you might even say. Still, it's פוסבול בלילה.
You also don't do your nefesh at night.
Nefesh at night, other things, stop. אפשר לכתוב, לעשות שליח לכתיבת פוסבול. You could do a pusbul through a shaliach. Okay? If you're now in Antarctica, you're inspecting the penguins over there or something, investigating the penguins, and now you can't write a pusbul, there's no base in there, all you have is a bunch of penguins. So then you send an email to someone, please do a pusbul for me. Or if it's your wife, and she's not going to go now to the base to write a pusbul, and she lent someone money or whatever. So you do the pusbul for her also. You do it with two aidin.
Can you put three penguins together?
Now the chatchila, the aidin that you use, they shouldn't be your relatives. But if they are your relatives, it's still good. Because it's not aidin which are there making the document. The Eidim are just saying, we understand that this guy wants to give his shtalos to Beis Din.
Okay. So what if you're a teacher and you work for a place, you get a salary, and you're in the Shemitah year, and they run out of money?
During the Shemitah year?
Yeah, they're not allowed to go
to you write a pusbul. You write a pusbul.
Well, you can write one at that point.
You write one right before the end of the year.
You write it before the beginning of Shemitah?
No, I said again. You write it before the end of Shemitah.
Before the end of Shemitah.
Before the end, the closest possible to the end of Shemitah.
Next August.
Last week. Last week of Shemitah. Last month of Shemitah. Top, a few more minutes. Pusbul bechutz la'aretz. We know that also in chutz la'aretz you do this Indian to drop the loan, to cancel the loans. Also in chutz la'aretz, not only does it start, it doesn't have to do with the land, it has to do with the man. If you're alive on this earth in the Shemitah year, you have a mitzvah to drop the debts that you owe you. So, one second. So, if you're in chutz la'aretz, and the person who you lend in the money lives in Eretz Yisrael. So, if you're in a place where in Eretz Yisrael the Shemitah comes in before, you're in a place in Eretz Yisrael the Shemitah will come before where you are.
7 hours.
Ken, for example, if you're in America, right? Right? It comes in here before America, right?
Right.
For a lot of the world, there's certain places in Europe, Western Europe, and everything to the west of us. So then, preferable that you write the pusbul before it comes in the Eretz
Yisrael. Is there a place that gets to the Eretz Yisrael?
Australia.
Many places. Everything to the east of us.
That shouldn't break your knowledge line is where it all starts.
Shalim?
No.
Bishat Adchak, the person forgot to do pusbul, he doesn't have paper, he doesn't have a nusach, he could take two people and stay in front of them. I'm giving over all my debts to Beis Din. All the debts that people owe me, yeah? To Beis Din. and it's good enough. But don't get to that situation. Just write a pusbul earlier.
So the school owes my wife for 3 months. So should I ever get a pusbul before?
Of course, of course. Yeah, you write it for her. You assign.
Next year, not
now. Not now. Next year.
Another 13 months.
So
she should get the
Christmas sign before the end of
the year. Exactly.
For
what's owed
now.
Yes.
Hopefully by then they'll pay her.
Or you don't write it, and then you get a
mitzvah
not taking the money.
Oh. The mitzvah, what? How many puzzles do you need? Right, you asked that question. Adam shevar chamisha anashim aspik lo puzzle echad. Chamisha anashim shevu adam echad. Adam shevar chamisha anashim. A man which he lended money out five people, he needs one puzzle. Chamisha anashim shevu for five people which lended one man. Yeah? Each load. Kitsu, whoever gives out the money, he has to write a puzzle. One.
No matter how many people he gives.
Right. That's the rule. If you lost your puzzle, they trust you and basically to say, I had a puzzle and got lost.
Well, wouldn't they have a copy?
Ah, so you just say you have one?
No. I mean, if you give the puzzle to base fans, they would keep a copy, right?
Yeah, but listen to what we say at the end. Since it's very difficult for people to go over to the Beis Din, so Agaon Atzum Balachik Relev, he made a special nusach that you say this in front of two Eidim, and it's considered a Beis Nechashu. Yeah? So the Malve writes a shtar. I have here also the nusach. You can make copies of everyone. So not now, it's next year. Okay. He puts two kosher edim, which keep Torah mitzvahs, preferably which are not his relatives, and writes, preferably. And he writes the right dates. Don't write mistakes. The right year, right month, and the right day.
Right.
If you cause mistakes, you might lose your money. Look in the calendar before you write it. You don't have to write who you owe to the money. Who owes you the money. You don't have to write. You could if you want. You don't have to. Now, one of the Eidim, he prepares his hat or something of his. Mm-hmm. His pen, whatever. And the Malva takes it, the loaner, and lifts it up. The lender lifts it up and says, you are my Eidim. You are crying for me. Kinyan Gamu, I'm giving you the land, through you the land, any land of one of the people that owe you money, me and my wife. Can if they don't have land, it's on my land. Just so they have the land. And afterwards he says, Kitsu, you and my Beis Din, you and you and my Beis Din, me, my name. I'll take it anytime I want. And they sign on it here, it says, I'll tell you. According to Sfarim, I'll tell you what it says, and according to Ashkenazim. Shtar Puzbul. In front of us, those which are signed on the bottom, came Mr. Ezerberg, just for the example. And he said, acquire for me in the Kinyan Gamo Vashalem. And something which you could acquire is worth money, a watch or something worth. And now I'm giving you the land to give to my land, even if he doesn't have land, the one who owns it, me or my wife. Yeah? Like I said, Gitzu. And every debt that people owe us, we're giving to the Beis Din. And it says three names. Yeah? That I can take him anytime I want.
And
we said before that you can't take debt. You can't write a puzzle only on someone who has land. And if he doesn't have land, could he write a pulzbul? You're giving him your land. Renting, you're lending him a piece of land for that moment.
The loaner has to have land.
Yeah. And if he doesn't have, so the lender could give him a piece of land that he has.
Lend him a piece of land.
Lend him a piece of land. Get the idea? These Ashkenazim have also more or less, but Ashkenazim have three dayanim to sign, not two. Last thing is, and then we'll finish with the Shemitah. That's good, huh? Last year, we'll finish with the Shemitah. Canceling the money, the debts, and the time Mashiach comes. Very practical. If someone writes Puzzle in our days, and on Erev Rosh Hashanah Mashiach came, and then Mashiach comes, it's the Oraisa already, the Shemitah Ksafim. Nevertheless, the debts, they're not cancelled. Why? Because the Puzzle was done when Shemitah was still the Rabbanon. So it works well. So. Nevertheless, don't worry, when Mashiach comes, if you have any questions, I'm sure he'll be glad to answer them. Tov. Now, a little bit of shalom.